is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Live from the North Pole, it's time for Christmas Morning, the daily show where every day is Christmas. Here are your hosts, Bran and Scott.
Bop, 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 bop. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Christmas Morning. It's good from Bran. I am here with apparently the oldest person I've ever met, judging by his beard. His name is Scott. Scott, hello, buddy.
Happy Wednesday, Bran. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you. We were chatting before pressing record. When I saw you, I thought, has it been years since I saw you last? I don't know what has happened, but your beard's taken on a life of its own.
Yeah, there's a switch that has flipped in this beard, and it has gotten gray. It has gotten unruly. People are giving me a really wide berth at the grocery store now, and I'm looking forward to trimming it down to something respectable soon. But next Friday, no, wait a minute, this coming Friday, Santa training.
Wow.
Yeah. Did I share with you the list of the sessions?
No, you told me you got it, but I haven't seen it. Can you give me the rundown here?
Okay, well, I'll just give you a couple of them. Give me some high notes here. We have Building a Wonder Santa, Choosing Your Reindeer Wisely, Listen to the Elves, Do's and Don'ts, Santa on the Set, Beyond the Red Sleigh, Share the Milk and Cookies, Find Out Who's Naughty and Nice, Be Good for Goodness Sake, Make a List and Check It Twice, and then the Santa Photo Session for Modeling Cards. Well, that one doesn't sound as exciting.
I don't know what half of those mean.
No, I don't either. Isn't that exciting?
Those are just like phrases. Like, what's that first one? Building a Wonder Santa?
These are all breakout sessions. It's the theme of what we're going to talk about for 30 minutes or so. How exciting.
Picking the perfect reindeer?
I don't know. I'll have a lot more information for next week's Christmas party, I can tell you that.
Picking the perfect, like, they know that they don't actually You just let me know what type of weird cult are you joining? You let me know next week.
Well, the following day, they seem to be a bit more procedural. We have sexual harassment, bathroom talk with Santa, Santa suits. So these are all like the nuts and bolts things.
And just to be clear here, this is how to not.
Yes, exactly.
People, right?
Avoid okay, such.
You get a
things.
Bathroom break. You get sexually harassed. you get lunch. It's a whole thing.
I'm going to be a full service Santa. Yeah. But yeah. Anyway. The beard. It's a bit much. I don't know how you can deal with this in the South in the summer.
It's great.
It's only
man,
May and back in Denver, and it's already a little bit warm for me. But hey, we're getting closer to Christmas, and that's pretty exciting.
I mean, you just had snow like 2 weeks ago, if it seems like.
Yeah, but in Denver, we go from like having snow to 90 degrees within like a 3 week period. Spring lasts, about 48 hours.
Yeah. You mentioned it just briefly, but the Christmas party is next week. Now, we will have a normal episode on Wednesday, the 24th, and then we'll be back the next day, Thursday, the 25th.
Yep. Shannon will not be joining us from the North Pole, but she is going to join us remotely. She's going on vacation. She said she would pack her stuff.
Wow.
So okay. We're going to have to make sure we work around her schedule, but she's a trooper, I'm telling you.
Work around her
schedule. This is exciting.
Okay.
And I've already gotten a few good pieces of content.
Okay.
And I've put the feelers out to the people that I would call our party regulars, and they've given me a pretty positive response. So if you've got something, we would love to have it next week. An audio clip, a recipe, a story, a tradition. ChristmasMorningPodcast@gmail.com. Send it in. And if you want to do something and you're not sure what to do, just send me an email. I'll figure it out with you. It'll be a lot of fun. We love all the listener content.
I love that. And I also love it when we get emails and you read them. Did we get any this week?
Oh yeah, we've got a bunch.
Okay.
The first one from Kim Gozarek. She said, I love Brianne's idea for Christmas morning merchandise. I have a humble request though. Could you possibly also design a sticker or two? As much as I'd love to rock a shirt, the currency conversion and shipping costs can be brutal for larger items to Canada. I would like to be able to show support without breaking the bank. That is a wonderful idea. And yes, Kim, I will make that happen. Thank you for the idea.
Yeah, I have to imagine that whatever design we do get, we would be able to easily put that on a sticker, right?
Well, I think the podcast cover art that I made would be a great sticker. as well.
Oh, a great sticker.
Really nice.
A great sticker.
I've got an email from Jessica Trinidad. She said, this is Teacher Appreciation Week in my school district. Well, Jessica, we appreciate you as a teacher and all the teachers Absolutely. Out there and all the former teachers who are battle scarred like Brian.
Yes.
One student made me a wonderful card full of Spanish-English puns. Naturally, I thought, Scott needs to hear these. This one is my favorite. How do geese confess their crushes?
How do geese confess? I don't know. Just tell me.
They say, me gustas. And she goes on to say, every week when you tell the joke, if I don't like it, I mentally replay my favorite Christmas morning joke, what has 40 feet and sings 20 Christmas carolers. I literally laugh, well, maybe chuckle out loud every time I think of it. I don't know why I find it so funny. Maybe it's so bad it's good. Have a great week and Merry Christmas from Jessica.
I also don't know why you find it so funny, Jessica, but I love you, so.
That joke is gold. That's why it's so funny.
Yeah.
And I got two more here.
Give me.
Next one's from Nicholas Linsman. He says, Merry Christmas, gentlemen. My wife and I celebrated our wedding anniversary number 2 in Frankenmuth, Michigan for the second year in a row, and of course it included a stop at Bronner's. Well, first, Nicholas, happy anniversary to you and your bride.
Happy anniversary.
Brian, you got to scroll down and look at this picture here.
Yep.
I found this Santa hat Christmas tree and thought I'd better send you guys a photo. The picture doesn't quite do it justice, but it's really cool in person. You can take it home for a mere $435. Hope you enjoyed it and Merry Christmas. Bran, what do you think of this picture?
I love that. And I don't know, like, it's something I'd just like to have. It wouldn't be my main Christmas tree, obviously, but it would be a fun one to add to the collection for sure. Very cool.
I will post the photo on our Instagram. White on the bottom, red on the top, top's bent over like a hat. Really cool stuff. $435. Little steep for that one. If anyone wants to send it to me, christmasmorningpodcast@gmail.com. And finally, an email from Lynn Austin. She says, hi, Brandon Scott. I just want to slide in here for a quick second to say two things. One, I love listening to the two of you each Wednesday morning for my weekly Christmas spirit fix. It's a festive way to mark the halfway point through the work week. Well, thank you, Lynn. And number two, this is the important one, Bran. I want to wish May 18th birthday boys, Scott and Alonzo, a very happy birthday and a Merry Christmas. Well, I do want to wish our wonderful super fan of the show, Alonzo, a very happy birthday. And also me
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. Congratulations Tomorrow. To both of you for doing it again. Another year. You did it.
Now, how about a present for me, Brand? Tell me about the reviews.
We're up to 187, which is, I think, another one up or another two. I don't know. But it is moving forward, which is wonderful.
We're cooking right along.
I'll read a couple for you. This first one is from F. Ford Fan. It only took one episode.
Must drive a Chevy.
It only took one episode, and I was hooked. Longtime fan of Deck the Hallmark, but it is great to also have this extra dose of Christmas to brighten up my week. Keep up the great work. And then from Jack Unver, who says, Scott and Bran.
No indication what Jack drives?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Scott and Bran and Shannon, too, bring the Christmas vibe all year long. Their music, news, and TV segments help keep the Christmas cheer front of mind all year long. Keep it coming, team. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Ford fan. And thank you to the people who have been leaving reviews. Keep them coming. We are only 13 away from 200. Can you believe that?
I can believe it. And this is not the first time someone has told us they found us through DTH. So if you could just, you know, slide a little extra mention in an upcoming episode, that would be great.
Sure. I have a joke for you.
You have one for me?
Yeah.
I love it. By all means, take the reins this week.
What's a librarian's favorite Christmas song?
I have no idea.
Silent Night.
Ha! Waka waka.
I'm not even going to play the bad joke sound because that was a
All
good
right,
one.
You, but you brought one. I listen. We can do whatever we want. It's our show. We can do double jokes.
Oh yeah, that's right. What do you say to Santa when he's taking attendance at school?
Why is this happening? What do you say?
Yeah, what do you say to Santa when he's taking attendance at school?
Yeah, why? This is below your pay grade. Like, you don't need to be here. That's what I would say. Why are you here? But I guess there's a joke. So tell me.
You say, present.
Waka waka.
It was a long road to get there, but it was actually chuckle worthy. Let's do the countdown.
I hate it. Two days until Christmas! Triple twos!
Triple twos. That's exciting. I love it. I know a palindrome is a word that you can say the same forward and backward. Is there a word for a number that's the same both directions?
That's a great question.
If there is, that's today. 222.
The numeric equivalent.
Equivalent of a palindrome.
Yeah.
That's 31 weeks for those of you counting in more course increments. And also, while Bran looks that up, it's only 137 days until October 1st. 19 weeks. It's practically here. You should go buy your turkey.
They just say it's just a palindromic number.
Palindromic number. Okay. Well, this doesn't happen all that often to us on Christmas morning. So pretty exciting. 222 days. It's not going to be long before we're under 200. And that sub 200 threshold, I don't know what it is about that, but mentally, it feels completely different.
Feels very exciting. I'm excited. I'm excited. That's all there is to it. I've got some news for you if you want to hear
Please
it.
Please do.
Today is May 17th. Happy birthday, Scott. Here's the news.
A little one day off, Larry, but I appreciate that. Thank you.
Look, he's doing the best he can. He's not going to see you tomorrow.
That's true. You're right. Time zones and stuff.
Have you ever thought, like, those big Christmas trees that, like, they have Christmas lightings for, like the Rockefeller tree or, like, big cities that have trees? Like, when do they start looking for those trees? That's a question.
You're talking about a public gathering type situation, right?
That's exactly right.
And my favorite story you've ever told is about you trying to drum up a Silent Night singing at one of those, and nobody joined along.
No one followed. Guys,
I love it.
You gotta watch a homework movie.
Yeah, come on. But no, I've never really thought about when they go seeking them, but I'm imagining it's earlier than we would expect. You don't go out like October 5th and start looking for a tree, right?
Apparently in Michigan, it's right now. The Michigan Department of Technology, Management, and Budget. Big name, big responsibility. has kicked off their search for the tree to grace the Capitol grounds for the 2023 holiday season. Over 36 years, trees have come from locations across the state. So anywhere in Michigan is up for grabs when it comes to this tree. You just have to fall in line with these following criterias. The type, spruce or fir. The size, at least 60 feet tall with a maximum crown of 24 feet and a maximum trunk diameter of 30 inches. The access has to be easily passable with no interference from wires. And the cost has to be free. So those are the criteria for you to be able to be eligible, at least your tree, to be eligible to become the Michigan Capitol tree. So each year they work with the Michigan Association of Timbermen and the Great Lakes Timber Professional Association. They get all the tree heads together, and they try to find a tree, and they bring it to Lansing in late October. And then on November 17th, they do the lighting, which is very nice and early, which I appreciate. So there you go. The deadline for tree nominations is August 14th. So you've got all summer, if you live in Michigan, to grow a tree and submit it to a Christmas tree at Michigan.gov.
Wow. Bran, I want to role play for just a quick second here about what would be one of the greatest days of our life. So I want you to imagine that you work for the Michigan Office of Budget and I don't know, sanitation, whatever that was. And I'm going to call you in my office. Bran, can you come in here for a second, please?
Coming, boss.
I like this already.
I'm here.
Okay.
Hello.
Bran, I know that you normally deal with spreadsheets and whatnot, but I have a special assignment for you. For the next 8 weeks, I need you to be our Christmas tree scout. So I'm going to send you out into the woods to find us the perfect Christmas tree. Can you take on this responsibility for the team?
But what about my spreadsheets?
They'll do themselves. Don't worry. There's like, you know, macros and formulas and stuff. Don't worry.
I'm on it. Put me in, coach.
Now, remember, there are some specific criteria. 60 feet tall. And I do not know how you're going to know that it's 60 feet tall from standing at the bottom and looking up. That's up to you. I need you to use your ingenuity. And also, the diameter,
This is crazy to me. A 60-foot tall tree can only have a trunk diameter of 30 inches.
Well, yeah, you don't want it to be too squat, right?
Like I'm just saying, like, that's not that big of a trunk for that size tree in my mind. Maybe I'm just dumb, but I would have imagined it's a big old boy.
But real quick, this is the final test to know if you're the right guy for the job. Without cutting into the tree, how will you know that the diameter is 30 inches?
You know, math.
The answer I was looking for is you take the circumference and divide it by pi. But you were pretty close, so I'm going to say that you've got
this.
Thank
you, Scotty.
You've got a calculator on your phone.
Yeah,
you're good.
I'm good to go.
So go out in the woods and report back in 8 weeks.
It's a pretty great gig. Pretty great
it
gig.
Is.
If you, especially if you work for something called the Michigan Department of Technology Management and Budget, which sounds like the most boring place to work.
Unless
ever.
You work there, then hats off to you. Somebody's got to do, you know, the Lord's work there. So otherwise, yeah. But man, that sounds exciting.
That is very exciting. So good for them.
Good story, Bryn.
I imagine that this is happening across the country. And so maybe wherever you live, this is only Michigan, which I found. Maybe try to track down if your state.
Oh, this is going on in 50 states, we
least,
know, right?
Yeah. We assume.
Oh, we assume.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah. Cool. Why don't we take a quick break? And when we come back, we'll find TV Scotty and he can read some TV specials for us. And then we can get into the all important battle.
I love it.
All right, here on Christmas morning. Why are you laughing? That's what you always do. I was following in your footsteps like a proud child.
I realized I didn't do it. I didn't do it, and then you just decided that you would do it, and I felt bad, and it made me laugh.
Oh, well, do you want me to give you that responsibility in the future? I can
give
that back
to
you.
No, this was wonderful.
Okay, all right.
Everybody did great.
It didn't seem like that's what you were driving at. So.
No, stop. No, you're perfect.
You know what? I'll go chill out for a while. We'll get TV Scotty in here, and he'll read some Christmas TV specials.
All right, come on, TV.
Hey, Bryn, how's it going?
All right, get your normal voice on. Are you ready? turn the dial. Here it comes.
Indubitably good morning to you, Brendan.
There it is. Hey, bud.
I've got some Christmas TV specials for the next few days, courtesy of MostlyChristmas.com. Wednesday, 10 a.m. on Antenna, Dennis the Menace, The Christmas Horse.
Did you say horse?
Horse. 1 p.m. on Hallmark Drama, Matlock. The episode is called The Gift. 1 p.m. on IFC, Three's Company, Three's Christmas. 2 p.m. on Decades, Laverne and Shirley. Oh, Come All Ye Bums. A word that has fallen out of favor. And 4 p.m. on Antenna, Welcome Back Cotter, A Winter's Coat Tale. Thursday, my birthday and Alonzo's birthday. 2:30 a.m. on Decades, The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis. With a real Santa Claus, Please Come Down the Chimney.
Yeah.
Probably in the running for the longest title we've ever read. 2 p.m. on Up, Touched by an Angel, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. And 8 p.m. on MeTV, The Andy Griffith Show, The Christmas Story. Friday, 3:30 a.m. on Turner Classic Movies, Christmas in Connecticut from 1945. 8 p.m. on Hallmark, When I Think of Christmas. And 10 p.m. on Hallmark Drama, Little House on the Prairie. Christmas at Plum Creek. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. on MTV2, Living Single, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Hopefully one that the Christmas aficionado can review for us in the future. 1 p.m. on Hallmark Drama, The Good Witch's Gift. I don't know what that is. And 3:30 p.m. on Logo, Married with Children, You Better Watch Out. Finally, Sunday, 1:30 a.m. on BET, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air Christmas Show. 5:30 a.m. on BET, Tyler Perry's House of Pain, The Wench Who Stole Christmas. And finally, 12 p.m. on ION, NCIS, The Tie That Binds. And those are your Christmas TV specials for the next few days, courtesy of MostlyChristmas.com.
Thank you, TV Scotty. It's time for a Christmas music battle update. Last week was the original music week, which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You're always so kind to put the results in the document that we use,
mm-hmm.
And I always really appreciate it. I always like to go and double check because there's time in between.
Okay.
And it has changed, and I want to give you the heads up here.
Okay, so as of last night,
yeah,
we had one result. As of this morning when I checked, we had a different result. Are you telling me there is yet another result?
There's another result.
Okay, all right, tell me, what do we got?
All right, in last place, and this has not changed at all, it was me, was my song that I brought as The Frost Is Over by Kate Resby, and More Than Fair, not... I like it. I think it's a nice little tune, but not enough. I mean, there were a handful of other people that did too, but that's fine.
It was a chill version. I did like it though.
So for much of the week, as I kind of go in and like keep tabs, it seemed like the version by Nick Lowe was going to be winning. This morning, it seemed like the Haywood sisters had pulled away. But as of right now, the recording, it is tied.
Oh no!
A tie.
So we're tied with between "Christmas at the Airport" by Nick Lowe.
Outside the taxi window. Do like it.
Pretty cool. And then the other one is "It Must Be Christmas" by the Haywood Sisters.
I do feel like I'm buying a used car when I listen to this.
I do like it. So "Christmas at the Airport" was brought to us by Dave in Utah, and "It Must Be Christmas" by the Haywood Sisters was brought by me. If it's a tie, Bran, I'm going to give it to the listener.
Wow.
Why not? This is the listener's show. We're just here to keep the lights on.
All right, if you say so.
I was really surprised because I thought that Haywood Sisters one had the hey-ahoya, you know, the catchiness to it. But people seem to really like that "Christmas at the Airport." And as of last night when I checked, it was winning. So I'm just going to give it to the listener.
Well, and that's part of the reason why I went to look again, because when I looked last night, that was winning. And so I was surprised when I saw on the dock that the Haywood sister was up by, it seemed a vote. So I felt like it was, we should look one more time, but.
Yep. You know, maybe in the future we could do the cutoff date at like Monday night or something.
I can set that, yes.
But congratulations to the listener. Another victory, another insurmountable step in the mountain that is the hill that you and I have to climb to even get close. I don't know how we're going to do it.
I think if we put our minds to it, we can do anything. So now it's 844, I believe. 844. No, maybe, I don't know.
That sounds about right. Go to ChristmasMorningPodcast.com/songs. You'll find out what it is.
Let's do this week. This week's song was "Silver and Gold." It was recommended by a listener. Do you remember who recommended it?
It was my Tinsel Tunes co-host, Dwayne Bailey.
There you go. Shout out to Dwayne. Do you have a fun fact for us about this song?
I have a small fact. If you want to know more about it, go to tinseltunes.com and go listen to that whole episode on Johnny Marks, who wrote it. But Burl Ives released "A Holly Jolly Christmas" and "Silver and Gold," two songs he sang as his character Sam the Snowman in the Rudolph TV production. These were both released as singles for the 1965 holiday season, a year after the TV special aired.
Interesting. It's just fun to look back at how the music industry worked back then. Because nowadays, like, they would have had that on streaming. It is not owned by the artist. Like, it's all of that's just so different now. So.
Oh, no. You wouldn't wait a year? What are you talking about? That's crazy. So we've got three good versions today, me, you, and the listeners. We did get listener submissions from a lot of people this week. Drew Basic, Tia King, Megan Allen, Kim Gazarek, Jessica Trinidad, and John Rice. So thank you all for submitting.
This is a week that I regret waiting because by the time I got there, it was tough.
Oh my gosh. It was tough sledding.
This was one that was hard because there are a lot of songs out there called "Silver and Gold." Some I quite enjoyed.
There seems to be a very popular hip hop song called "Silver and Gold" that has absolutely nothing to do with Christmas.
But there's also just random songs it's a good title for a song. And I heard a couple that I was like, kind of like this song. Can I just bring this song even though it's not the cover?
Yeah, well, I took the Brandon approach and I went to page 28 of the results to start with. That was a mistake. because, I was in the dregs down there. So I hopped back up to about 12.
Okay.
And I didn't find anything until I got to page 3.
Wow. The other tough part about this is Sufjan Stevens has an album called Silver and Gold that has about 50 tracks on it.
Yeah, exactly.
And none of those tracks are Silver and Gold.
Yep.
But they pop up. And so like every few pages, you'll see another Sufjan or two. And you're like, that's just the album. But he doesn't actually cover the song, which is very funny.
I don't care for the Sufjan Stevens. It's not my thing. And yeah, you're right. Every single page of results had something in there. So it was a mistake to wait to the last minute. And as Jessica Trinidad put it in her email, I had a hard time finding one that didn't sound like a funeral dirge. Yeah, you were right about that one.
Good.
Really, really tough week.
Good luck.
And I will say, I'm not going to tell you which one it was, obviously, but the reason the listener's song was chosen this week was because two people submitted it.
Okay.
Which, you know, that automatically puts it in the selection.
Interesting. Okay, well, let's start with Ace Enders, who I actually know. Okay. Ace Enders is the side project of...
He was in Kiss, right?
No. He's the lead singer of a band called The Early November.
Oh, well, here's the version by Ace Enders. Was a trippy version there, Brian. Not what I expected.
Listen to it while high, if that's a thing that you like to do.
It's not something we condone here on the podcast. You be you, though.
No, of course exactly. Not. I don't know. You live in Colorado. I just assume you are all the time.
Not TV Scotty. He's on the straight and narrow here.
He's on the straight and narrow. That's exactly right. Up next, we have a version by Zach Milster.
Right.
Zach Milster.
Silver and gold. Silver and gold. Everyone wishes for silver.
So very similar to the first one there.
Yep, more of that. It's almost like...
Also, not what I expected. You said Zach.
Yeah.
That sounded female. What's up with that?
Let's see.
Okay. And the third version today is Silver and Gold by Joseph Bradshaw.
Silver and gold, silver and gold. Everyone wishes for silver and gold. How do you measure its worth? Just by the pleasure it gives here on silver and gold, silver and gold mean so much more.
Okay, so that one was played. I don't know. But that one was played straight.
We hate all of them, is what you're saying.
Not a good week for the Christmas morning music battle.
Color me shocked. Color me shocked. Zach Milster apparently does the guitar playing and mixing.
Oh, okay, cool.
Has a feature singer, Avery Lee Drought, according to the band.
Okay. So Avery Lee is this voice.
Yes.
There's like some phaser or something going on with that guitar. Yeah. Crazy.
A lot going on there.
So three interesting versions. Go to the link in the show notes or christmasmorningpodcast.com and vote. Let us know which one you either liked the most or hated the least. I don't know.
That's my thumbs down sound.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to let you choose next week's song. I'll run you through the backlog here. We have Here We Go, A Wassailing, requested by Tia King. Because It's Christmas by Barry Manilow, by Jessa Darling, and Hard Candy Christmas from Lee Hodo. Any of those strike your fancy, or do you want to go out with one of your own ideas?
None of those strike my fancy.
Okay. Well, you're a Christmas music aficionado. Mm-hmm. What comes to mind that we haven't done? I'll even spot check you.
I want to do I always like going and doing Christmas carols.
I do like a good carol. Carols are typically religious in nature or background,
right,
and songs are usually secular.
And they're like I feel like you always find fun versions of them that are different because they've been around forever. You know them, you kind of like change around and do some fun stuff.
Yep.
So we're going to do the first Noel.
Ooh. Yeah. And I don't see it. It's never been done on Christmas Morning Podcast. So great.
Not only have we not battled it, Scott, even like early on, we were just doing a hodgepodge.
Oh, yeah.
No one has brought a version of the first Noel.
I like that a lot. So next week's song is the first Noel. Go to bandcamp.com, search for that, find one you like. Bran, I have a good feeling we're not going to get a lot of hip hop songs that are unrelated to Christmas mixed in with this one. So hopefully the showing this week is better.
But bonus points if you can find a hip hop version of the first Noel. I'm not against it.
Yeah, that's right. Email it to me at christmasmorningpodcast@gmail.com. Well, I guess that's it, Bran. I hate to say goodbye.
No, well, guess what? Next week, it's going to be even better because we'll have our normal episode where we'll battle the first Noel and all that good stuff. And then the next day, we'll be back with a Christmas party, the May Christmas party, which is very exciting. If you have stuff that you'd like to send in, whatever it is, it could be a review of a Christmas candy that you found in the back of your cupboard that you're like, what? Where'd that come from? It could be anything Christmas related.
Actually, I would love to know people's favorite Christmas candy because those are always fun. Even though I can't eat them, I still look at the shelves at Target. And, you know, last year I took a big box of it and shipped it to my buddy Jack from the Total Christmas podcast to his girls in the UK. And boy, did that cost
there
a fortune.
I
know what Kim's talking about you know, Canadian shipping, UK even worse. But they're totally worth it.
Heck, maybe you collect Pez dispensers and you want to tell us about the Christmas ones you have. It can be anything. ChristmasMorningPodcast@gmail.com. We love it when it's in audio format because of what we do here.
Right.
But if you just want to write it down, we do know how to read. Some of us better than others. Scott, I'm looking at you for the help there.
Well, Shannon will be here, so she'll take care of the reading.
So send it on in. ChristmasMorningPodcast@gmail.com.
Sounds good.
We did it. Congratulations. We're going to be back next week with two. Until then,
Merry Christmas. Oop, wrong sound.